Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. Let's dive in. I went to another large firm in a national firm 1 year before I had my first son, Giorgio. And that was right in 2020 when COVID hit and the world kind of imploded, the way that we were completely changed. And after I had Giorgio, I said to my husband, listen, I don't think I'm going to work ever again. You know, I love this kid. I want to be home. And he said, yeah, cool story. You have to go back to work. And so when I had Giorgio, he was maybe 15 months old and I was 5 months pregnant with my second son, I started my firm. And since that time, I've kind of really juggled the firm and juggled being a mum and a wife and all that goes with it since that time. And the firm has really evolved. I mean, I was working at home predominantly for the first couple of years. Now I've moved into an office and I have employees and I've really honed in on the succession and estates kind of side of my business, which I absolutely love. I love helping people with that stuff. But I've managed to cling to dear life of some commercial matters, like commercial litigation matters as well, because my number one favorite thing to do is to go to court. I love going to court. I just love being involved in the place that really laws are made or determined or interpreted. I just absolutely love that aspect of my job. It's my favorite part because fundamentally I became a lawyer to help people. That's what I always wanted to do. I mean, at school it was really about being a lawyer for RSPCA. That was like the goal. But now I just love getting outcomes for my client, whether that be a will that they're just so happy with or whether that be a great outcome in court. I just love both aspects to it. Now I am a mother of three little kids. And so people say to me, oh, how do you do it? And quite frankly, I don't sleep, right? Like just don't sleep like any other parent. But I love what I do. I'm so grateful that I am able to do the juggle and do this job. Last time I did some fun facts about Lydia when I did an episode like this. So I'll give you some fun facts that people may not know. So my number one fun fact is I love reality TV. Like I'm absolutely obsessed with watching anything. I watch Real Housewives. I watch Below Deck. I watch Summer House. See, all these shows that people have probably never heard about. I don't like maths. Stuff like that. That's boring. I like it where, you know, there's some character building in this season. So I'm a big Real Housewives fan. And I remember, you know, quick side story. I did trivia when I was at Clay Newton's. And so it was like, you know, they're asking like smart people questions like who won Melbourne Cup in, you know, 2005 and all these things. I never knew. And then 1 year there was this question, name all the Real Housewives franchises. And I could do it. I was like, move out of the way, everyone. I'm here. And so that was when my, you know, reality TV really kicked off. But just so you know, Michelle Obama watches Real Housewives. So if Michelle Obama watches it, I think I'm in good company. Another fun fact is about me is that I have been to Italy, I think now at like 8 or 9 times, and I can't get enough. My husband is literally like, we're not going back there, Lydia. But I just love going there. It honestly, I'm second generation, but it honestly feels like home when I land in Rome. My family still have a home there that my grandfather grew up in and rebuilt after the war. So I just love going there and being immersed in the culture. Fun fact attached to that, I can't speak Italian. I think because my mum didn't speak Italian, I just like never grasped it. And every time I've tried to learn, I've just been so busy with work. So I just feel like, and I think it would be, you know, still is my dream to live there for 6 months or a year. I have dual citizenship. When they were still giving them out, they've actually stopped now. But so, yeah, I just love Italy. And what is my third fun fact? Some people might not know, I'm sure all my clients do know this now, is that I'm a real night owl. Like, I hate getting up in the morning. I'm not a morning person. You will not see me early morning. You will not receive an email from me early morning. And when people go, oh, you know, go to bed early and wake up early. Absolutely not. I love being awake at nighttime. I'm a real night owl. I always have been. And I think that's how sometimes lawyers in large law firms, I think you have to be a night owl. You don't really have a choice. So I always stay up late. I'm always working late. Clients always receive emails late. I just kind of like the stillness and the calm of night. And I've always been like that. And when my daughter was born, she's my third baby, she used to be a night owl. We used to put her down in her first like 6 months. She used to like have her bedtime at 11 p.m. And I thought, oh my God, what have I done? This is my daughter. But yes, just a real night owl. So that's a little bit about me. You can always email me and ask me questions. I don't mind. And hear more about me, but I just thought that it might be nice just for all these new followers and all these new listeners to just learn a little bit about Lydia and how I got here. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll speak to you next time. Bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, you can pop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au, to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicar, signing off. The Vicar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.